was not the kind that wiggle tea that you drink, not scribble, all together in a cottage she calls day.
Tales and Tea with Nanny Bee.
Hello, listening friends. The tea is ready, and my neighbor Jules will be bringing us a story any minute now. Was that you? No? Oh, it must be my door. Hello, door? Is that you?
Hi, Nanny Bee. It's your neighbor Jules with a story.
And so timely. Come in there, please do.
We have our second-to-last tale today, and it's a very special one. Are you ready for a story?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, then. Before a butterfly can sprout wings and fly, it morphs inside a delicate chrysalis, vulnerable and seemingly defenseless. They rely on camouflage, blending in with the dead grass stalks that surround them. But this doesn't always help. One day, in the middle of the forest, a single, soon-to-be butterfly lay defenseless, dangling from a twig. She was a bold and bright soon-to-be butterfly with so much to say and even more to do. She was making plans in her cocooned chrysalis to spread her wings and fly out of the forest and up towards the stars in the sky. She was hanging out all alone with no one to play with or even speak to, totally unaware of the danger around her. One day, a beetle arrived, quiet on the outside but noisy on the in. He thought a lot about everything. He saw this soon-to-be butterfly dangling, hopeful of a future she did not yet know. He could see her wings develop their colors, so vibrant and varied. He whispered to her,
"Do not be so colorful, or you will be spotted."
But the soon-to-be butterfly was too busy dreaming. She carried on growing brighter and brighter. The beetle knew the forest was full of danger, so he gathered long stalks of dry grass and held them up all around her. It was exhausting for the beetle. Lizards and toads and snakes were forever surrounding them, trying to eat them for lunch. But he carried on holding up those long stalks of dry grass, ducking and diving from the predators that surrounded them. One day, the beetle heard off in the distance a rumble and the sound of creatures scurrying in all directions. Something was coming. Something large and strong and fast was heading their way. The beetle dropped the long stalks of dry grass and scurried to the stem where the soon-to-be butterfly was connected. He cut her loose from her twig and carried her on his back. She was bigger than him, older than him. But the quiet little beetle put his own safety to one side to save the soon-to-be butterfly. It was an exhausting journey, and along the way, the beetle damaged his limbs. But even then, he did not give up. The rumbling grew closer and was now more of a pummeling. You could hear a slow, menacing thunder just out of view. The beetle, weary and wounded, climbed up onto a fallen tree, hoping he and the soon-to-be butterfly were safe off the path of destruction. Once at the top, the beetle stopped. The soon-to-be butterfly was trying to burst out of her chrysalis, but it was too soon for her to leave this cocoon of home. She was not fully formed. The beetle covered her with his wing cases, protecting her as best he could. The sound of danger was now thumping, and the cause was in sight. A herd of wild elephants stampeding through the jungle, crushing everything in their path. They ran right over the twig that had been their home. It was devastated. Nothing left to go back to. But then, the herd seemed to divert and start heading directly towards the beetle on the fallen tree. He wanted to run, but didn't have the strength to carry the soon-to-be butterfly who was still emerging from her chrysalis. Right before the thundering herd reached them, poof, the butterfly was born. But not quite ready to fly. The beetle then flapped his wing cases under her paper-thin wings, and she took off safely into the air.
But it was too late for the beetle. He couldn't fly. He couldn't even run.
He just rolled up, hoping the storm would pass.
When he opened his eyes, he saw how the stampede had trampled everything around him, but he was still intact.
The totally a butterfly fluttered back down to find the beetle. She knew his quiet voice and constant presence. They had been on this journey together. The beetle never told the butterfly all the danger he protected her from, all the damage he endured. Instead, he continued to flap his wing cases to help her take flight. The end.
Oh, thank you, Jules. What a brave little beetle. He reminds me of my brother. He's an artist, you know, and an entrepreneur, a musician, a political advisor, yes, and a medical professional, and I'm sure I'm missing something.
You've told me before that he's the wind beneath your wings.
Oh, yes, yes, that's it. He has given me more than I can ever repay.
Well, what a lovely coincidence that he is one of our last stories on Tales and Tea.
We do have one more.
You can find it on our website.
Go to nannybee.com.
Go there to find out about all our episodes. Then join us next week for one last Tales and Tea with Nanny Bee.
Go on and leave a message for Nanny Bee, and you might be on the show.
This has been a Toad and the Hole production for nannybee.com.